Welcome to Peace in My Pocket, your handy podcast show guiding you through meditations anytime, anywhere, so that you can have instant peace and calm and refresh your focus. To ensure you get the full benefits of our meditations, please use headphones, and it is recommended that you do not listen to while driving or operating machinery. So get comfortable and enjoy today's meditation. Well done for taking this time to bring meditation into your day. A peaceful and abundant life is our birthright. Yet the frenzy of our day-to-day lives can cause us to feel more anxious and stressed rather than calm. So to help you find and maintain your calm, I have created subscriber-only content for you to enjoy. As a subscriber, you will have access to all the courses, inspirational content, and conversations I have designed to help you bring peace into your here and now. You will find courses on the science of calm, mastering the art of self-love, finding a new way to loving relationships, and so much more. Simply click on the subscribe link in the notes of any episode and you will be taken to the content menu where you can subscribe. Thank you for being here with me. Together we can reimagine a world full of peace, love, and pure abundance. Enjoy today's meditation and I look forward to seeing you on the inside of our subscriber-only content. Hello, I'm Shireen and welcome to episode 39, Peace in My Pocket Meditation Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And I acknowledge your commitment to your meditation practice. Today's meditation is called Finding Forgiveness. Forgiveness can be seen as the ultimate state of healing, a place where we feel clear of the past and emotionally free. We no longer replay past events. We no longer judge or hold on to negativity towards others. Without forgiveness, we remain stuck in the past, and the body holds on to the emotions. These emotions are like a cloud that blocks our perceptions. For example, when we see the world through a lens of anger, it taints the way we perceive things. Therefore, forgiveness is an essential part of self-empowerment and the attainment of inner peace. Forgiveness can be a struggle when we continue to make it about another person or letting go of something that person has done to us. We will find ourselves even more triggered when we try to focus on that approach. So today's meditation offers you a fresh approach to forgiveness, three steps that you can take that help you release the emotion within yourself. So first we're going to look at that other person and we're going to look at them from a different perspective. We're going to look at them through the eyes of compassion and observe them from that space and recognize the lack of love or fear that exists within them. The lack of love that possibly led to their behavior or is what is motivating their behavior. And this helps us see things through the eyes of compassion and helps us to take things a little bit less personally and understand that other person a bit more. That understanding offers us a moment to release it easier. We're then going to recognize what has been triggered within ourselves, because it's this inner trigger that's actually the problem, not the other person. And so when we understand what has triggered us, we can then attune to the emotion within ourselves, deal with what's really going on, and then the last step will be about releasing that emotion out of the body. Now, I acknowledge that this is a big task, and I acknowledge that the process can be tough. It has taken me years to release some of the hurtful events that I've been through in the past. However, once I engaged in this process, forgiveness was so much easier to attain. So this may take time. It may take focus and commitment. The benefits you will experience on the other side are so worth it. So keep at it and give yourself some time and practice to let go and grow. So sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy today's Finding Forgiveness meditation. So begin by closing your eyelids gently and focusing on that space behind your eyelids, allowing you to come into the here and now. Focus on this present moment. Slow down your thinking. Slow down your heartbeat. Simply relax into this present moment. And notice what is on your screen, focusing on that space behind your eyelids, your inner mental screen. Are there shapes? Is it complete darkness? Is it moving or is it still? Be the observer. Notice what is on your screen and allow yourself to focus and journey into that space. And as you surrender into that space, imagine yourself immersed in your own body. In the here and now. Focus on the feelings in your body, the sensations. And as you go deeper into your body, locate your breath and feel your breath moving through your body. This allows you to come even more into the here and now and connect with where you are at right here, right now. And the sensations occurring in your body. So tune into that space and tune into your breath. And just feel your breath moving through your body. Feel your breath rise and feel your breath fall. And allow your breath to expand through your body. Feel your breath opening. Feel your breath lightening. Feel your breath expanding throughout your whole body, softening the body, calming the body, and just relax. Allow your breath to move into all the areas where you may be holding tension. So notice any tightness in the body. Send your breath and relax. Relax all the muscles in your body. Relax deeper. Just letting go of the armor, letting go of the tightness. Simply relax. And just mindfully relax your whole body from the top of your head. Relaxing your face. Relaxing your shoulders. Relaxing your arms. Relaxing your hands. Ensuring that your hands are open, softened, releasing. Relaxing your body allows you to let go of any tension. So just continue to relax your torso, your chest, your belly. Push your belly out. Relax even the organs deep inside. Relax your spine. All the way down, softening the spine, softening the pelvis, softening the glutes, soften the legs, all the way down to your feet, and just feel your whole body tingling, relaxed, softened, free. And just feel your breath moving throughout your whole body. Open, uninhibited, expansive, free. And I want you to imagine that you are sitting in an auditorium facing an empty stage. there is a spotlight on the stage, and you can see this light shining on the stage. Now think about a person who really has triggered you, a person that you just cannot forgive, a situation that has happened with them, an event that took place, maybe something they've said. I want you to see that person standing on the stage under the spotlight. And you can see them clearly under the light. They can't see you. And observe this person from the audience that you're sitting in. And as you're looking at this person, I want you to see them differently. I want you to observe them mindfully, without judgment, without the story you hold, almost seeing them as a stranger, as if this is the first time that you have seen them. Seeing them through a different lens. As you're looking at them, I want you to notice their body language. How do they stand? Does their body language reveal a sense of confidence, a sense of insecurity, a sense of confusion, sadness? What emotion does their body language portray? And as you look deeper into this person, I want you to go look into their eyes. What do their eyes tell you? As you go deeper within them, as if you can tune into their thoughts, what their eyes may be communicating. What's happening within them? What disrupts their peace? What causes them stress? What fears exist within them? And as you're looking into this person, into the unseen parts of this person, I want you to see where they are lacking a space of love, lacking a space of self-love. Really see if you can identify the fears. And as you identify the fears, notice that this gives you a greater sense of compassion and understanding. You can see almost the turmoil or anguish that this person is in. You can see how that inner story is driving their behavior, their choices, their actions. And through the lens of compassion and understanding, you can begin to see that what they said or what they did didn't really have much to do with you. We may have taken it personally. It may have triggered us. But what's really happening here is something deep within them. And their behavior was a result of lovelessness and fear. And just notice that awareness. Notice the shift in perception that that gives you. Allow compassion to soothe any anger. Notice how this lens of compassion changes everything. Allows us to have greater empathy. With empathy, we have greater understanding. And now tune into yourself. observe yourself as if you are observing the stranger. The emotions that you feel, the lack of forgiveness, where does that exist inside your body? Tune into your body and feel those emotions. Locate them first in the body, where you feel these emotions. Identifying these emotions allows you to have greater awareness where you are holding this into your body. And what I invite you to recognize is that it's this block, this story, these emotions that are sitting inside of you that are causing you distress. And just travel into these emotions. Really tune in. Just sit with them for a moment and allow yourself to feel these emotions. It's these emotions that are causing the trigger. Without these emotions, you wouldn't be as reactive. As you're tuning into these emotions, begin to question where these emotions come from. What is this really about? What's the memory in your body? What's the story? You'll begin to notice that these emotions do not have anything to do with that person that you were holding the grudge towards. That it's likely about something else, something in your past that is stuck in you. And just sit with it for a moment to gain clarity. This may come today, or you may have to repeat this a few times to gain clarity. Just allow yourself to connect with the emotions and let them talk. Let them express themselves. Let them come up courageously, with strength, with grace. Just hold yourself in this awareness. And as you start to get clarity around the reality and the story and what's really, really stressing your body, just start to observe that. Start to lift it out of the body. Allow your body to release that story. Recognize that it's those emotions that are blocking your peace, disrupting your peace, tainting the way that you see the world, shaping your perceptions, and they are no longer serving you. And for you to release this feeling of victimhood and to take 100% responsibility for your well-being, for your happiness, for your peace, is now the pathway of releasing that. As if you are clearing unnecessary debris in the waters of your body, let these emotions release. Breathe them out. Just imagine that you have a big balloon in front of you. And as you are exhaling, you are releasing these out of your body, clearing your body, cleansing yourself, cleansing the negativity, cleansing the past, and allowing your cells to be immersed in the moment, in the here and now. Not holding on to anything of the past. And as you let go, and you clear that cloud of fear in you. You also clear any lack of love in you. And it allows you to bat completely in your own self-love and in that pure energy and pure consciousness that exists within your body. And just feel that beautiful release as you let go. Feel that beautiful cleanliness, cleansing of the cells, purity of the cells. It almost allows your cells to return to a space of innocence, clarity, absolute peace. Just sit in that clarity. Sit in that purity. Feel how good that feels. Free, light, open, expansive. It's like you have a refreshed perspective on life, a clear lens, and now you can see the world without the cloud that's been sitting in you, without the fear, without the pain, without the hurt. You can see the world through the lens of love. And the lens of love allows you to live in a state of grace, a state of openness, peace, higher understanding, awareness. Just imagine if we all had this within us right now, the power that we have to heal the world. Keep going. Keep growing. Keep releasing. Keep forgiving. Forgiveness is the pathway to freedom. Allow yourself to feel the peace, feel the freedom, and make a commitment to maintaining that space. I look forward to hearing how you go. Please connect on social media or here in the podcast app that you're on. Enjoy the stillness for a little longer. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes.